From the passage that was read in Deuteronomy chapter 34, I want to thank my dear sister for sharing those four verses. Praise the Lord. I just want to read verse 5 and then two verses in Joshua chapter 1. And from those verses we'll draw thought. And the Bible reads in Deuteronomy chapter 34 and verse number 5. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. Joshua chapter 1. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto a land which I do give unto them, even to the children of Israel. May the Lord bless the reading and hearers of his word. I want to leave a thought in our hearts and minds today. Position for the promised land. This is a story in the at the end of the life of a great man, Moses. Moses was born in some perilous times. He was born at a time when the Israelites were multiplying at a rapid pace in Egypt. And the Pharaoh thought it best to kill all of the male children, because they were populating the nation too much. And he felt that if a war would break out and the Israelites would join with their enemies, they would be able to take over Egypt and get out of that land. Moses was looked upon as a goodly child. His mother put him in a little private ark and put him out on the Nile River. Pharaoh's daughter came and saw the little ark out on the water, sent and had it brought to her. And when she opened the little ark, it was something about the countenance on Moses' face. It just touched Pharaoh's daughter's heart. She ended up calling for one of the Hebrew women that they would come and nurse this child. The record indicates that his sister, Moses' sister, went and found Moses' mother, brought her to Pharaoh's daughter. She was readily employed and paid for taking care of her own child. Don't tell me God doesn't know how to work it out. When things seem hopeless, God just knows how to put it together. Moses grew up and was schooled in the best that Egypt had to offer. And one day he saw somebody taking advantage of one of his Hebrew brethren. And Moses said, now this is not going to work. The Bible said that he killed the Egyptian and buried him in a shallow grave. The next day, he saw two of his brethren squabbling with one another. He went to try and bring peace between them. Sometimes we have to try to bring peace between those who are at odds with one another. And there Moses tried to bring peace, only to find out that what he thought nobody saw, somebody did see. Whatever you do in the dark, it will come to the light. Moses found himself running from Egypt, found himself on the backside of a desert. But out there, God could talk to him. Sometimes God got to get us in some strange places to be able to talk to us the way he wants to talk to us. Moses out there, praise the Lord, and he found himself sitting by a well. Amen. When Jethro's daughters came to draw water, the Midianites would always run them away. They were some mean folk. We don't have mean Christians, do we? Amen. The Midianites were some bad folk, and they would always run the girls away from the water and water their flock, and the girls had to draw water even after they had gone. And this day, this man from Egypt ran the enemy off, drew the water, watered the flock, sent the girls back home. Daddy said, y'all sure back here early today. What happened? She said, there was a man out there that fought off the enemy, drew the water for our flock, and here we are back at the house. Jethro said, well, where is he? So we left him out there. What do you mean you left him out there? You mean he blessed you? I'm going to preach to somebody in a minute. You mean the man blessed you? He fought battles for you? He made ways for you? And you left him out there? That sounds just like somebody else I know. Out of all that the Lord have done for you, how he opened doors for you. I feel like I'm going to preach in this house. He closed doors that were open to your detriment. He made ways for you when there was no way. And you left him. So why did you leave the man after the man had blessed you? Why did you leave Jesus after Jesus had blessed you? Some of us, God has healed our physical bodies. Amen. Gave us a testimony that we won't tell. Amen. Gave us a testimony that we won't tell. And now we have walked away from him. We left him out there. They ended up going back and getting the man that they left. The story says that Jethro's daughter, Moses fell in love with one of them, ended up marrying her. As the story goes, Moses was out there on the backside of the desert one day, and there he saw a bush burning. It was nothing so strange about seeing a bush burn, but Moses says something strange about this bush. This bush is burning, but it will not be consumed. Amen. That bush represented something. It represented how Israel would go through trials and problems, but it will still not be extinguished. God's people gonna go through some stuff. Now, I don't know what they preach in this area, but I know what they preach in my way. We're not supposed to go through no trials and no problem because we are saved. But I just stopped by to tell you that somebody got the thing wrong. Because I heard the Lord said that him that would live godly shall suffer persecution. We are going to go through some stuff. Oh, bless his name. Israel will not be extinguished. And the people of God will not be extinguished. We're going to make it, y'all. We're going to go through some hard knocks and bumps, yes, but we're going to make it. Amen. God didn't just start us on this journey for naught. Praise the Lord. We are going to the promised land. But I have to tell you something. We got to get positioned for the promised land. There Moses was looking at this bush, and the bush didn't burn up. Moses said, I better turn aside and see this sight. When he turned aside and began to look at it, he heard a voice come out of the bush. Said, Moses, said, take your shoes off your feet, because the ground that you stand on is holy ground. I tell you, when you get in the presence of God, everything is holy. It's something when you get in God's presence, he make everything all right. Wherever the presence of the Lord is, there is liberty. And I don't know about you, but I just love being in God's presence. I can get burdens lifted when I'm in his presence. I can get my heart fixed when I'm in his presence. I can get my mind straight and regulated when I'm in his presence. Because there is liberty in his presence. There Moses talked to God. And God said, Moses, you remember that land that you ran from? I got to send you back there. So I got some people down there that's been crying to me. And I've heard their cry. And I'm going to go down there and do something about it now. And Moses, I want you to go down there. Moses started studying. But Lord, you know I got this impediment of speech now. And I really can't talk plain. So you're going to have to get somebody because I can't talk like that. Amen. He said, you know your brother Aaron? He said, Aaron talks real good. Amen. He said, I'll talk to you and you talk to Aaron. But I want you to get a message to the Pharaoh. Tell him he got to let my people go. Because they have to worship me in this mountain. So you got to go down there, Moses. Let me fast forward a little bit. Moses did bring the people out of Egypt. Now, they just fast forwarded, didn't they? Bless his name. That's fast forwarding. Amen. And there in the wilderness, they got to the place where they didn't have the food that they wanted to eat. And God began to feed them manna from on high. They got to the place they didn't have water to drink. And God told Moses to smite the rock. He hit the rock and water came from the rock. Now, you know that water that came from the rock, that was Jesus' spirit. You know that, right? Now, they drink natural water to fix their natural body because they were dying of dehydration. Somebody here today is dying of spiritual dehydration. That means that we got to get some water from the rock. We got to get some of God's spirit into us so we can live the life that God wants us to live. I'm just trying to get us positioned for the promised land. He told them to listen, I'm going to take you to a land that flows with milk and honey. Whatever you need is going to be in that land. You remember Moses sent those spies over there and they came back with bunches of grapes so big that two men had to carry them. Amen. And they had to agree. It is a good land. I mean, it got some problems now, but it is a good land. Amen. We got some giants in the land, and we look like grasshoppers to them. But I got to agree with you. It's a good land. The fruit of the land is big, and it's ripe, and it tastes good, and this is some of that which we have bought back. I got to agree with you. It's a good land, but we got giants in the land. Let me tell you something. You're not going to get through this life without some kind of challenges. You're going to have some challenges. God said, I'm going to give you the land, but you still got to fight for it. I'm going to give you eternal life, God said, but you still got to fight for it. You're not going to just get in here and just smooth and ride on in. Like, no, you got to fight for this thing. Amen. You got to really fight for this thing because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour, while you sleeping, don't you know he plotting how he going to attack you when you wake up? Don't you know he's going down the road setting traps for you before you get there? Don't you know you got to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves? Don't you know the devil come to steal, kill, and destroy? He doesn't want you to make it. You got to fight for this life. I know that Jesus has already won the victory. But my God, we got to fight to keep it. Bless his name. Don't you know this Bible is a history book? It talks about his story. His story, history. Praise the Lord. Somebody going to catch that by Wednesday. Amen. But what this is a history book written for the Christian before our time. The history is already written. Now we have to go along and live out what has already been written. That's why I can say we are victorious in Christ. Because God has already fixed it for us. He has already done that which seemed to have been impossible to be done. God has redeemed us back to himself through the Lord Jesus Christ. Trying to get position for the promised land. So as we get to this chapter, Moses had gone through a lot dealing with these people. They made the preacher mad. Amen. They fussed at him so much, they made the preacher mad. Said, you brought us out here to kill this whole assembly with thirst and all our children, our cattle. We want water. Moses took that rod and he hit the rock again. When God told Moses, just speak to the rock. Water will come out if you just speak to the rock. Moses by this time had gotten angry. And he took that staff and he hit the rock again. Amen. When he hit the rock again, the water did come out. But it was in disobedience to what God had told him to do. You see, when he hit that rock that followed them through the wilderness, that rock was Christ, as Paul said. And when he hit the rock the second time, it was as he was crucifying Christ all over again. And we are hard on Moses for doing that, but I heard the Hebrew writer said that every time we commit a sin, we open his wounds afresh. We are crucifying Christ all over again. I'm just trying to get us positioned for the promised land. I don't want us to be like Moses was. If you come to the close of this book, the Bible said that God began to talk to Moses. Amen. And said, Moses, I want you to come up in the mountain. I got something I want to show you. It took Moses up in the top of that mountain and told Moses, I want you to look westward. You see that land over there, Moses? That's the land that I promised to your forefathers. And Moses, I just brought you up here because I wanted you to know that what I promised, it was really there. It's not that I gave you some kind of figment of imagination. The land was really there. Now look what he did with Moses. The Bible said that Moses was at this time 120 years old. His strength did not fail, neither was his eyes dim. I found out why his eyes wasn't dim, because he had to look over into the promised land so he could see what God had promised them. But God told him, said, Moses, that's the land, but you can't go in there. Because of what you have done before, you can't go in there. The old man had to die. Oh, bless the Lord. The old man had to die. Moses was the old man. Oh, I'm trying to get us positioned for the promised land here. The old man could not go into the promised land. The old me can't go into the promised land. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but God has promised us a place where the wicked cease from troubling. That's the promise that God has given to those that will accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. That is our promised land, y'all. Heaven is our promised land. You know, in this day, people don't preach about heaven too much no more. They don't preach about heaven, and Lord knows they don't preach about hell no more. Amen. They don't preach about heaven and hell no more. But I'm just from the old school, I guess. I just believe that there is a heaven. I just believe that God has a place that's nothing like this earth has ever seen. I just believe that Jesus went to prepare a place for me. And if he went and prepared a place, I believe he's going to come again and receive me unto myself. But I know that the old man going to have to die.
The problem is that the old man is trying to get into the promised land, and God said, the old man, you can't go to the promised land. You can see it, but you can't go in it. It'll be a sad thing for us to live all of our lifetime and get so close to heaven that we can see what heaven offers and can't go in there. Oh, bless his name. It's bad. It's bad when we can look to what God has for us. Every now and then, God just give us a foretaste of glory divine. He just let us know that what I told you is really real. What I prepared for you is really real. I know you don't understand it, he said, because eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, and haven't entered into the hearts of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him. I wonder, do you love him today? We got to get positioned for the promised land. Moses went up there and he looked over in that land. And God said, you can't go. In Joshua chapter 1, praise the Lord, it said that Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, Joshua, I need you to get up. Because when I left Egypt with these people, I left for them to go into a promised land. Now, the first generation sinned against God. That first generation represents the old man. Amen. They were so concerned about their children and how the giants were going to swallow up their children. Amen. And God allowed that whole generation to die out in the wilderness. Took them 40 years to do it. And raised up the very children that they were afraid the giants were going to destroy, and allowed them to go into the promised land. Oh, bless the Lord. When we are born of God's Spirit, we become a new creature in Christ Jesus. And when we are new creatures in Christ Jesus, we have set ourselves in position for the promised land. Now, it doesn't matter how much good we do, y'all. As long as we are still in the old man, we can't get into the promised land. Amen. As long as we are still in the flesh, oh, bless his name, we cannot get into the promised land. But I heard the Lord say, when this earthly house of this tabernacle be dissolved, he said, we got another building, eternal in the heavens. Can I just say in the promised land? We got another building in the promised land. Praise the Lord. I heard a songwriter say, I got a new home over in glory. And guess what? It's mine. It's mine, all mine. I got new shoes over in glory. And guess what? It's mine. It's mine, all mine. I got a new robe over in glory. And it's mine. It's mine, all mine. And I don't know about you, but I'm just trying to get myself positioned so I can go into the promised land. Praise the Lord. If you haven't been born again of God's Spirit, you can't get into the promised land. I heard the little children saying this song, say, you think you're a Christian by joining the church and singing on the choir. He said, you're just fooling yourself. You think you're a Christian by joining the church and serving at the door. He said, you're just fooling yourself. To be God's children, you got to be born again. You got to get rid of the old man. The Bible said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. You can't put old stuff in a new land. Praise the Lord. He said, you don't put new wine in old bottles. The new wine will burst the bottles, and both the bottle will be wasted and the wine if you put new wine into old vessels. Some of us want to do nice and good things now. Amen. But we never cleaned the vessel up. The vessel never got clean. Amen. You got to go by the blood bath. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm just trying to get us positioned for the promised land, y'all. You got to go by the blood bath and be washed in the blood of the Lord Jesus. And he will wash you and make you white as snow. Is there anybody here that want to be washed in his blood? Somebody ought to be saying, God, wash me over again. Wash me and make me clean. Clean me with hyssop. Purge me, O God, and I shall be whiter than snow. But you got to wash me. Oh, bless his name. Just trying to get position for the promised land. Now, when I close, listen to this. The Lord himself. God loves us so much that he's not going to send angels for this one. He normally sends angels to do work for him, yes. But he loves us so much, and Jesus has gone through so much. He said, for this one, especially this one is, he said, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Not the angel, not Michael, not Gabriel, not only the angels, but the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. He said, the dead in Christ are going to rise first. And I just want to serve notice on you. If you don't go to sleep in Christ, you're not going to be able to wake up in Christ. If you don't die in Christ, you can't be resurrected in Christ. There will be a resurrection. Oh, yeah, you're not going to stay in there. You're coming out. You're coming out, and you're going to get an immortal body. Yes, you will. But some will be risen to everlasting life, and others will be risen to everlasting damnation. I'm just trying to get us positioned for the promised land. Amen. We got to be positioned for the promised land. The Lord said, be ye holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Follow peace with all men. Amen. And holiness without. No man shall see the Lord. Holiness is not a denomination. Let me say that again. Holiness is not a denomination. It's a lifestyle. Amen. It's a lifestyle. Walking in the Spirit of God. I heard the Lord say, if you walk in the Spirit, you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Amen. But if you mortify the deeds of the body, say, ye shall live. Praise the Lord. Position for the promised land. I don't know about you, but I'm going into the promised land. I'm going into the promised land. The place that God prepared for me. I'm going to the promised land. Are you prepared and positioned to go in the promised land?